Then the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. 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 Let it rise.
Nurture. I am John Marshall, your host for today, and I am gracious and thankful that God has granted you the privilege of being with us. Remember, this program is archived for your listening convenience and pleasure, and so that you can recommend to others that they can hear what you have heard at a time when it is convenient or they are available. At the end of the presentation, if you have a prayer request, dial number 1 on your telephone. I will then know that you have something to say, and I will give you an opportunity to ask your prayer or state your prayer request or make the comment that you have on your heart. We have been talking for the past 2 weeks about prayer. On yesterday, we gave you 11 steps to incorporating and developing a prayer patterned after scripture concepts. Today, we want to answer the question, how does God answer prayer? If we do not understand how God answers prayer, God may very well be answering our prayers, and we think he's not, simply because we were unaware of the way that he answered our prayer. We really need to know how God answers our prayer so that we can connect the answers to our prayers and give God the credit for having done so. When you get a chance, read Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8. That will serve as the basis for what I will share at the moment. Inside of the contextual environment of the model prayer, Jesus emphasized how persistence brings rewards when making a request of a friend. Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8. He told the story of a person who at midnight had a visitor, but no food for the visitor to eat. The foodless man went to a friend's house, knocked on the door, and asked for food. His friend reminded him that he was in bed and could not get up and give food. But because of the persistence and shamelessness of the one asking, he would arrive and give food to the hungry. The Lord's reputation is at stake when we pray. Public knowledge of his refusal to provide for his children would shame his name. Therefore, the Lord gives to protect his own reputation. Within the same contextual environment, Jesus spoke another foundational truth about God, Luke chapter 11 and verse number 13. He argued that God would give the Holy Spirit to those who ask, proving that God responds to prayer. God promised to respond to the prayers of his children. The model prayer of Jesus reflects this truth. The Our Father indicates that God recognizes those praying to be his children. Those whom he recognizes as children should honor him as Father. The psalmist prayed and God answered. Indeed, the psalmist learned to believe that God responded to the prayers of his people when he made this statement: the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Psalms 34 and verse 15. Quoting almost verbatim, the apostle Peter conferred with the psalmist: for the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. God responds to the prayer of his children in four different ways. First, God may give you exactly what you ask for. Zacharias and Elizabeth prayed for a son. The angel appeared, confirmed that God had heard their prayer. He also delivered the promise of the birth of their son, Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 13. When God gives you exactly what you ask for, it's easy to connect his response to your prayer. But do you take time to thank God that he has answered your prayer? When you begin to pray prayers of thanksgiving, you will usually connect God's response to your request. But remember, first, God responds to our prayer by giving us exactly what we ask for. Secondly, God may give you less than what you ask for. Yes, God might make an executive decision to give you less than what you ask for. Remember, if God gives you less than what you ask for, he is still the same God. The great lawgiver Moses asked God for an opportunity to cross over the Jordan and see the land of Canaan. God denied the fullness of his request, but did lead him up on a mountain so that he could see the promised land across the Jordan River, Deuteronomy chapter 1 and chapter 3. God gave him less than what he asked for. Notice, Moses' request: cross the Jordan, see the land. God said, I will not let you cross the Jordan. I will just take you up on the mountain, but I will let you see the land. When God gives you less than what you ask for, you must connect God's response to your request. Do you readily appreciate God when he gives you exactly what you ask for, but reluctantly appreciate him when he gives you less than what you ask for? God decided not to allow Moses to enter the promised land. Here is what he said, Numbers 20 and verse 12. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Later, when Moses pleaded with God for permission to enter, God did not change his mind. His ban remained in place. However, leading Moses up the mountain to see the promised land was God's answer of giving less than Moses asked. But even on this occasion, Moses needed to connect God's answer to his prayer request. Yes, he needed to connect God's answer to his prayer request. I am glad to report that though God said to Moses, I am not going to fully answer your prayer, Moses kept serving the Lord anyhow. So when God does not give you everything you ask for, don't act like children. Stick your lip out and start pouting. Keep serving God anyhow. There's a third way that God answers, a third response that God has to our prayer. God may give you something other than what you ask for. He may give you something totally different from what it is that you have specifically stated. The Apostle Paul asked for the removal of a thorn in his flesh. God denied the request for its removal, but he did give Paul the grace and the strength to endure. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Your supervisor has stepped on your last nerve, and you have prayed for relief in the workplace. In answer to your prayer, God may not remove either you or your contentious supervisor. Instead, he may give you the spiritual stamina to endure. Opposition develops muscle. Therefore, flex your muscles where you are standing and develop the strength to deal with the adversities that you encounter. When God gives you less than or other than what you ask for, how do you respond? Do you behave like an immature child, poking out your lip and pouting endlessly? How do you think Paul internalized God's answer to his request? Grace, rather than removal of a thorn, was indeed the divine answer. Therefore, Paul must connect God's answer to his prayer request. And there is a fourth way that God responds to prayer. This is the one that everybody loves. When God responds in this manner, we say, "Hey, God, he is my Father." God may give you more than what you ask for. Remember, Solomon asked for an understanding heart to judge the people of God. Solomon's request touched God so powerfully that God gave him wisdom, prominence, and riches like no other person had ever had. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. When God gives you more than you ask for, do you realize that it is indeed God's answer? How likely are you to overlook the graciousness of God? How do you think King Solomon internalized God's answer to his request? Solomon simply asked for wisdom and knowledge to lead the people. God said, "I'm going to give you wisdom and knowledge, but I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you riches. I'm going to give you prominence in the presence of people like no person has ever had before." Riches and rank, in addition to wisdom, became the order of the day for Solomon. If God had not told Solomon what he was granting, how quickly would Solomon have realized that his wealth was part of the answer to his prayer? You too, my friend, need to recognize God's answer. Pray with expectation, but associate God's answer to your prayer request. On tomorrow, we're going to answer the question, why then does God delay answering prayers? Sometimes God answers our prayer, but he doesn't answer the prayer at the time or during the time period that we often want him to answer. Why does he delay prayer, answering our prayer? Bring someone with you tomorrow, and let's explore that very powerful and valuable topic tomorrow. Why does God delay answering prayer? As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to say to seven people today, ask them, why does God delay answering prayer? And then regardless of what their response is, invite them to be a part of Grace Nurture tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. If you have a prayer request, dial number one on your phone, and we will allow you the opportunity to share your prayer request. If you have a prayer request, dial number one quickly on your telephone, and I will bring you in to share that request. Pray. prayer is always in order for the people of God. God loves hearing from his people. Let us pray. God, we thank you again today for the weather. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the cool breeze. We thank you for the plants that grow. We thank you for the heat and the cold, the snow and the rain. Because in your word, you said that the snow and the rain comes down from heaven, that it might water the earth, and that the earth may give food to the eater. And God, when we sit down today to eat that enjoyable meal, we'll be mindful to thank you for the rain that made it possible. God, help us to never complain about the elements of the weather. God, help us to be gracious and kind for whatever it is that you provide, and give us the wisdom and insight to rise to the occasion, get involved, take the things that you give us, and make the things that we desire. God, protect us, keep us safe, use us in your kingdom service this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and amen. We are thankful that you've been with us today. Remember, tomorrow we're going to be answering the question, why does God delay answering prayer? I know you want to hear that.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Oh, oh, oh. Let it rise. Let it rise. Oh. Let it rise. Let it rise.
Let it rise.